You're listening to the Triangle's Afternoon News with Steve O'Brien on FM 98.5 and AM 680 WPTF.
Back with you on our final hour of the Triangle's Afternoon News for this Tuesday afternoon. So happy, as always, to be joined by at-large councilman from the town of Morrisville, Steve Rao. Steve, nice to have you back with us on the show.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be here.
And by the way, when are you going to come down here so we can see you in the studio? I mean, we got a nice clean place here. You can come down and be with us and be a part of the show, you know?
Steve, I would absolutely love it. So I'm going to email you and we're going to make that happen very soon.
There you go. Okay, so now let's talk about this meeting that's going to go on Friday night. I think you bring up a very good point. If you travel around the area, I noticed this when I first got to town, and I'm driving around Cary, and there's one Indian restaurant, another Indian restaurant. There are a lot of people of Indian descent around here, and what you'd like to do is at least talk to the folks at RDU and see if there's any way that they can get some flights from here to India. Is that basically the idea?
Yes, Steve. I mean, I think that there's two things that drove this meeting. For, you know, a couple of years before the pandemic, you know, we'd already seen the growth of the Indian community. But today, 47% of Morrisville is Asian Indian and a significant amount of Cary, at least over 30,000. There's about 51,000 in Wake County, 57,000 in Triangle, probably even more than that. And then the pandemic happened. But there are really two reasons. I mean, the first is, during the pandemic, I saw a lot of people that weren't able to go do the last rites for their parents or brothers or sisters because it took too long to connect, even though it was, you know, fly through London or Paris. So a direct flight would be the convenience of being able to go. The visa backlog, sometimes parents can't come over, so being able to go see your parents or bring your parents over here. And then the most important reason is the economic tie. You know, I mean, EDPNC has set up an office in Bangalore, India, 2018. That was largely because of the investments of Infosys, which has created thousands of jobs here, $3 billion investment outside of governor in 2017, HCL in Cary. And let's not forget Bharat Forge, which has dumped about millions of dollars into Stanford, right? So I think it's important for the economic ties to the fifth largest economy in the world, India, and the world's largest democracy.
So, Steve, have you had discussions with RDU about this and how difficult a process this is to get an airline to come here and offer a direct flight?
Absolutely. I mean, Michael Langlois has already conveyed to us that, you know, it's a heavy lift because, you know, we're not an international hub. I mean, there's only a few direct flights, Dallas, Seattle, San Francisco, and Newark, New Jersey. I think L.A. doesn't have one anymore, at least after the pandemic. Might be coming back. But yeah, what Michael Langlois has indicated is that there's a criteria that any airport has to go through when you decide of an international flight service. So he's going to go through that criteria. The other thing is you have to have business buy-in, right? So let's not forget that, you know, Credit Suisse was instrumental in the Paris flight. GSK was instrumental in the London flight. So maybe it would be one of these Indian multinationals or maybe a tech, you know, we have a lot of technology companies that have ties to India, like Cisco, SAS, and Pune, India, so much, right? So maybe it's either the pharma or life science or tech that would come in and invest a lot of money to create a flight. I mean, $1 billion is what got the Delta flight to Paris, or around that.
There you go. So my question then is, the meeting is Friday evening. Is this something that's open to the public, or is this kind of a closed thing?
No, it's open to the public. If you're listening, it's Thursday evening, 6:30 in the evening, at the Hindu Society of North Carolina, 309 Aviation Parkway, Morrisville, North Carolina. Open to the public, open to the press. Come on out, listen to the land group. We're going to have a couple of other leaders there. Senator Chaudhary is going to be talking about from the state perspective. My colleague Satish Garamella will be on the panel, along with Ryan Combs is going to be speaking, head of RTRP. And we've got the Hindu Society of North Carolina and the North Carolina Association of Indian Americans as the main sponsors, along with the entrepreneurial group Thai Carolinas. So this will be a really good event to come, and particularly businesses. I want businesses to come, too, give their feedback.
You know, it seems to me if we can have flights, and this is a great thing, by the way, if we can have a flight here going to Reykjavik, Iceland, it seems to me we can get a flight or two going to, as you said, Bangalore, or what's the biggest airport in India right now?
I would have to say it really depends. I think Bangalore is probably the biggest. Mumbai, I mean, they're all about the same size. I mean, you're looking at a country of over 1 billion people, right?
Right.
I guess the largest are Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai, which used to be Madras, and Hyderabad. I think those are the top four. And I think those are technology cities. So Bangalore is sort of like the tech hub. All the IT companies that I've mentioned have offices in one of those areas, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Delhi. Although New Delhi is the capital city, right?
Of sure. India. Sure.
But I think it's going to be a good meeting. Looking forward to coming and meeting you, because lots of really exciting stuff to talk to you about on immigration and also cricket and more. So we got plenty of things to talk about. And I love coming to WPTF. I love your station out there.
Oh, that's very nice. Steve Rao is an at-large councilman from the town of Morrisville. The meeting coming up this week. We wish you the best. Steve, we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, Steve O'Brien, and thanks to everyone at WPTF. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. WPTF News Time, 428. Let's get the latest on the roadways just ahead of a CBS News brief in about 2.5 minutes from right now. Here.